Well, folks, there is a gentleman who I had the opportunity to work with for a couple of years at the Big 550 KTRS. He grew up in Florissant, which is my hometown. He passed away about a year ago, 2017. Bill Wilkerson, a tremendous guy, a great newsman, and he also was a fabulous, fabulous football play-by-play man for Mizzou from 1982 to 1993. He is going to be inducted into the St. Louis Media Hall of Fame, and that will take place later in the month on March 30th at the Red Lion Hotel in St. Louis. I'm Brian Helsworth. Joining me to talk about it, I'm so thrilled to have him give us a few minutes, is Tom Doerr. You folks recognize Tom Doerr's name, former great basketball player at Mizzou, played in the NBA as well. But Tom also was the color commentator for 2 years with Bill Wilkerson on Tiger football here at Learfield. Tom, thank you so much for your time. Bill Wilkerson, your thoughts on what this would mean to him if he were still here to be inducted into this Hall of Fame?
Billy'd be thrilled. Absolutely thrilled. When we do the games, the opposing play-by-play guy would come to our booth, and it never failed, and want to sit and talk to Bill. And, you know, and eventually I said, hey, am I chopped liver or something like that? And he just got that deep laugh, and he's like, yeah, as a matter of fact, you are. this was one of the great guys, a man's man, you know, a guy you want to go out and have a beer with, and just sit and tell stories or listen, which was my case. We just sit and listen. But I had the privilege for 2 years of working with him. And, everybody wants to talk about the fifth down game and what he said, kind of the nonverbal communication we had the whole bit. But this was a guy that loved Missouri and Mizzou and was a terrific, as you said, football play-by-play guy. But he knew the game.
You look at those 2 years that you two were in the booth, and of course the fifth down, I'll touch on at the very end, because obviously it was one of Bill's biggest calls with you there. But 89 and 90, that was the Bob Stahl era, and as you know, an aerial passing attack that kind of really was ahead of its time. The excitement in the booth, his preparation was amazing. He would make a 8-yard run sound superb. It was amazing. But you could tell, you work with him, how much preparation he put into those broadcasts.
He knew everybody. He knew the trainer for the other team. If the trainer ran out into the field, if it was the team doctor, he knew who the team doctor was. He knew everything. He knew the officials. He knew literally everybody that was involved on both sides of the ball. And I'd always do the Bob Stahl interviews, for a pregame show. And he'd always sit in, we'd talk, he'd ask about 8 or 9 questions. He didn't have a ton of questions because he already watched film of the opposing team. And he knew, you know, maybe they had a weakness on their right side and we were going to run left or whatever it was. He knew all those things. And he'd talk about watching tape and watching hours and hours of tape. And at one point in time, I said, you know, this isn't like the Super Bowl. And he said to me, every week is the Super Bowl. And he taught me a lot about it. And I think that carried on to my NBA days. But this was a guy's guy. You'd want to go sit and have a beer and a pizza and listen to the stories. He'd say, let me tell you about this one time. Sure. And as soon as he did that, I kind of sit back in my chair, take a sip of a beer, and shut up and laugh for about an hour or an hour and a half, because that's what we did on the road.
When you talk about Bill Wilkerson, too, as a person, and you knew him so well, obviously you knew him from when you were playing at Mizzou, because he was still doing some color commentary there at Mizzou in the 70s, but as a person, he was gentle, decent, and so kind. What sticks out to you about him as a person, even outside the booth?
Bill would never rip anybody on the air. Never. A kid could miss a tackle. We had a really unfortunate event where the Missouri coaches were just to our left, which was remedied immediately after this event when Missouri played Kansas. And a Missouri player kind of short on 2 passes in a row. So they threw him one pass, and he short armed it. I mean, this was true alligator arms. He wouldn't use it. He knew he was going to get annihilated if he caught the ball. So the coaches, we could hear them because the windows were open. It was a beautiful day. And there were a string of things that you don't say on the radio, but we had on the radio. Then they threw the same pass to the same kid, and they really, really ripped into this kid on the radio. And Billy just refused, absolutely refused, in what would have been one of the easiest things he could have ever done, because we could hear the coaches so well. It was like they were in our booth. And they got moved. But after the game, he said, that kid is going to have to live with that the rest of his life. And that's the kind of guy he was. He'd call the game, but if you made a mistake or you tried and couldn't do it or whatever, Billy wasn't going to rip you. He just was not that type of guy.
Exactly. Boy, that story is amazing. I do have a final question I'll open up to you. The fifth down, I was listening to that game with my dad. 1990, Colorado was ranked near the top. They ended up being the co-national champions that year. But Mizzou, obviously, it was a fifth down. I still believe Charles Johnson didn't score. But as I recall...
Still hasn't scored. You're exactly right. He still has not scored.
He has still not scored, exactly. As I recall there, Tom, Learfield had Wilkerson in the booth, and then the last couple minutes, I think you went down. There was no Gervino, no sideline reporter. As I recall, he was up there, but you were down on the field. Wilkerson's call was amazing, but didn't someone threaten to arrest you maybe down on the field because you noticed it? What happened there?
I don't tell that part of it very often. Yes, I was screaming at the officials, and to this day they claim they didn't hear me, which would be real hard for me to believe, but okay. Because what happened was they called a timeout and didn't change the marker from second to third down during the timeout.
Exactly.
That was the whole problem. And so Billy's up in the booth saying, well, it's fifth down now. You know, football, you only get four downs, and I'm sure you'll have the whole clip and all that stuff. But, they said either you leave or we will have you removed. Yeah, basically, that's kind of what it came down to. And Billy could hear all of this because my mic was open. He said, tell him to arrest you. Now, nobody could hear this but me. No one else. Tell him to arrest you. It'll be the greatest Missouri story ever.
That is awesome. That's amazing.
He wanted to go down. He wanted to play defensive end. He wanted to make that stop himself. And I'll say it again, Johnson still hasn't scored because he's down. Gary Colan hits him from the side, which is still one of the all-time great defensive football players' names. Harry Colan hits him, and then he reaches up and puts the ball in the end zone stripe. And it says touchdown. Billy would have wanted to come down and make that play himself, and he could in trouble walking by that point. But, that is classic radio, and if you could hear when he cuts his mic off and talks directly to me, that would have been the best thing that anybody could have heard at that point in time. But, you know, it was, let him arrest you. Oh, God, he was the best. Just the best guy. I forget where we were or what was going on. I think it was a home game, and it was freezing cold. And I lived in Kansas City, and so I drove for, the 2 hours and had like five layers of clothes that I was going to put on. Walked into the booth and the windows are closed. And I said, Billy, are you going to open the windows? And he looked at me dead in the eye, and I'll never forget him saying this, Billy, don't play hurt. It was his exact quote. In other words, the windows are staying closed. We're going to be warm. There's no reason we should freeze. And I just have that sense of what a great individual this guy was. Went down, shook his hand, hugged him, and he laughed, and he said, nah. He said, nah. There's no reason. We're only radio. We can live with this.
Absolutely. What great walk down memory lane to hear all this. Is there anything else, and I know you're very busy, Tom, anything else you'd like to add about his award or Bill? Feel free.
This is just one of those guys that lived St. Louis, lived for football, and lived for Mizzou. And I can't think of a better guy. As I think back about Missouri football, you know, obviously when I played there, it was the Warren Powers era. Al Onofrio at the end of Allen and the Ron Powers era. But to think about Bill, he's just one of those guys that, as I said, loved Missouri and loved Missouri football more than anything else. And I hope there's a little black and gold somewhere when they put the retirement banner up.